We're going to learn Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph of Masecha Sukkah. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis still. We are holding at the words Nikta Merosho, about 2 lines from the bottom of the page. So the Mishnah said that Nikta Merosho, that if the top of the lulav is cut off, that it's possible. So Amar Rav Huna Lo Shanu Ela Niktam. That's only true if it's actually cut off. Aval Nistak, but if it's cracked, if the top of the leaves are cracked, kosher. So it says more, v'nista kosher. Is that really true that if it's cracked, it's kosher? V'tanya lulav kafuf, if you have a lulav that's bent over, or kavuts, or there are thorns that come out of the spine of the lulav, or saduk, the tops of the leaves are cracked, and or akum, the middle of the lulav is totally bent, domal magal, to the point that it looks like a magal, which is a type of kli, a sickle, possible. In all those cases, the lulav is possible because it's not hadar. But charus, if the leaves of the lulav became hardened, and they therefore are removed from the actual shidra, and they're not able to be attached to the shidra, even by hand, then pasul. It's no longer a lulav. But domel charus, if it began to harden, but it's not yet totally hardened, kosher, then it's kosher. So this is a kashan Rav Huna, who said that a cracked lulav, nistak, is kosher, because over here the Brisa says that a nistak is pasul. So says Mar Amrav Papa, when the Brisa says that if it's saduk, it's puzzle, it doesn't mean that the tops of the leaves are cracked or that the spine is cracked. What it means is da'avid kihimnek, that the leaves of the lulav are made in a way that they're like shaped like a Y, that it has two heads that go in different directions. So that's where we assume that it's going to be puzzle, because that's not hadr. But if it's just a regular crack in the leaf, that's not going to be a problem. Akum doma lemagul. So we said that if it's akum doma lemagul, if it's bent so much that it's like a sickle, then it's pasul. So amar Rav lo amar ane elo lefanav. That's only if it's bent toward the side of the leaves. That on one side you could see the leaves, on the other side you see the spine, and if it's bent toward the side that you see the leaves, that's called milafanav, that's pasul, that's very unusual. Avaliachrav, but if it's bent backward toward the side of the shidra, then briyasuhu, that's just the way the lulav grows, and that's normal. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Litzdadin kilafanav dami. If it's bent off to the sides, then it's considered like it's bent in front, and therefore it's going to be pasul. Va'amri la kil achrav dami. And some say that no, that that's like it's bent backwards, and therefore it's going to be kosher. V'yamarav, a high lulav v'desalik b'chad hutzav. If you have a lulav that all of the leaves grow on one side of the shidra, balmum hu pasul. Such a lulav is a balmum, and it's pasul. Now, the Mishnah also said, well, I guess before we get to the next part, some main points over here. Saduk is kosher, but avid kehimnik it's pasul. If it's saduk, if it's cracked, it's kosher. But if the leaves form the shape of a Y, then it's pasul. And then the second thing, if it's bent forward, it's pasul. If it's bent backwards, it's kosher. But if it's bent sideways, then that's a machlokes. Now we move on. The Mishnah said that nifritzu alav, that if the leaves are nifrats, it's pasul, but if it's nifridu alav, it's kosher. So the Gemara is going to have to explain, what do these words mean? What is nifritzu and what is nifridu? So I'm Rav Papa. Nifritzu is da'avid kichufya. It means that the lulav is like a kli that they would clean the house with, like a broom, and they make it out of, they used to make it out of leaves of a lulav that were detached, and they would just tie a bunch of them together. So a lulav that's nifritzu alav looks like, it means that the leaves are cut off from the shidra, from the spine. Nifridu is the ipur daprude, is that they're not attached to the spine, but they're not totally removed from it either, they're not totally detached from it either, meaning they're not they don't look like they're connected, but they are in fact still attached to the spine. By Rav Papa, nechlekati omes, Rav Papa raised a shayla. Let's say the two top middle leaves, which are the end of the spine, are split, and the two leaves to the point that cracks all the way down to the spine, the leaves underneath them. So mahu is such a lulav kasher. Tashmat, Marzal's bring a riot. Dam Rabbi Masun, Am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, nitla hatiyomes. If it's totally removed, the tiyomes of the lulav is totally removed, pasul.
So my lav huadin nechlaka, doesn't that mean, therefore, that the same halacha would be true if it was nechlaka at the yomes? Says Gemara, no, what kind of raya? Lo, nitla shayni, dachasule. Nitla is obviously much worse than nechlaka. If it's nitla, it's the lulav is chasul, the lulav is missing something. Ikeda amri, amr ab masun, amr ab yishob and levi, nechlaka at yomes, that if the tiyomes is split, we view it as if the tiyomes was removed and it's therefore pasul. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, we said that if it's nifra du'al, if it's kosher, but Rabbi Yehuda said you should still tie it together on top. So Gemara is going to bring a brisa that explains Rabbi Yehuda's svara that you need to tie it on top. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer mishum Rabbi Tarfon, kapos tamarim, kofus. That Rabbi Yehuda understands the pasuk when it says kapos tamarim, it means kafus, that it should be tied up to the point that if it gets spread out, you should tie it together. Now we're going to discuss the rest of the minim, how we know that those minim are the minim that are referred to in the Torah, the minim that we take, and it's not some other min. But by kapos tamarim, meaning that we'll discuss later on in the parak. But by kapos tamarim, there was never a doubt, meaning we know what a date tree looks like. So clearly we're talking about something that grows on a date tree. So it's not a question of which min, but what there still would be a question from if you only read the Torah Shebichsav is which part of the date tree is the lulav. So that was the shailus. Now, Amale Ravina Ravashi, Mimai Dahai Kapos Tamarim Du Lulavahu, Ema Charusa. How do you know that the Kapos Tamarim that the Torah talks about is referring to a lulav? Maybe it's talking about the branches of a dekel tree that are already hardened after they've been in the dekel for many years, and their leaves are already totally spread out on the sides. So he says, no, but you know, kafos veleka. It can't be that, because the lulav has to be kafos. It has to look like it's tied up, and you can't do that with such branches. It's impossible. They're hardened. They would just crack right off. Ve'ima ufta, but still, maybe we're talking about a piece of wood from the trunk of the dekel tree, because that's totally tied up, it's totally bound together. So he says, no, kafus mechaldi kaparut. When we say kafus, it implies that it has the ability to be scattered. The high kafus vome the olam, but what we're talking about now, this part of the trunk, is always considered to be kafus. It would never have the ability to be anything but kafus. Ve'ima kufra, maybe kapos tamarim is referring to the kufra, the branch of the dekel tree that whose leaves began to spread and are slightly hardened, but they're not so totally hardened that you're unable to tie them. You could still tie them and attach them to the shedra. So I'm Rabbi says that can't be, because Pasuk says that the ways of the Torah are sweet and pleasant, and it can't be that the Torah is going to have us do a mitzvah with something that's mazik. A kufra, this kufra, the leaves that stick out of it are very thorny, and they would cut open a person's hands. Amale Rava Tosval the Ravina Ve'ema Tarti Kape de Tamri. Maybe the Torah is telling us you should take two branches that grow, that dates grow from them, like the pasuk says, kapos tamarim. How do I know that it's a lulav? So Gemara says, kapas ksiv, because it's written without a vav. It's written as if it says kapas and not kapos, b'lashon rabim. So it sounds like only one and not two. So you can't say that you need two branches. So ve'ema chada, maybe you only need to take one branch that tamarim grow on, but not a lulav. Lahu kaf karile. No, that wouldn't be called kapas. That would be called a kaf, not kapos tamarim. So when the Torah says kapos tamarim, it has to be talking about something that is the lulav. It has to be talking about dafka the lulav. The kfisa is shaykh only on the leaves and not on the dates itself. And that's how we know that we're talking about dafka the lulav. So main point number three is that we have two deos, whether nechlaka tiyomis is pasul, but nitla tiyomes is definitely pasul. And then when it comes to identifying the lulav, main point number four, it has to be something that can scatter and can be tied, can't have thorns because of derech adarchinom, and the top and the bottom the top of the bottom leaves must reach the bottom of the top leaves. I guess that's the point we're about to make. The Mishnah said, Tzinei Hara Barzel Ksheira. Tzinei Hara Barzel Kosher, even though the leaves don't like overlap each other like a normal lulav. So Amar Rabbi lo shanu ela sharosha shel zeh makia letzadi karo shel zeh. The tzinei arbars are only going to be kosher if the top of the lower leaves at least reaches the bottom of the upper leaves. Avalein rosh shel zeh makia letzadi karo shel zeh. Puzzle. But if the top of the lower leaves does not reach the bottom of the upper leaves, then it's going to be puzzle. Tanya nami achi tzini har barzel psula v'anantan ksheira. We said tzini har barzel puzzle I, but the Mishnah says that they're kosher. El shemamina kabay shemamina. Must be that there are two types of tzini har barzel. Some where the top of the lower leaves reach the bottom of the upper leaves, and some where it doesn't. Some have Abaye asked Abaye's statement coming to be Miyashi Vistira, that Tanan Tzini Har Barzel Kosher, that it says in the Mishnah Tzini Har Barzel Kosher, I Votanya Psula, but doesn't it say that it's possible? Am Rabaye Lo Kasha, Kan Shrosh Shazem Akil Tzadi Koroshal Zeh, Kan Shain Rosh Shazem Akil Tzadi Koroshal Zeh. It all depends whether the bottom leaves reach up to the top leaves. Am Rabbi Mary, Yonam Rabbi Shuban Levi, Vami Tani Rabba Bar Mari Mishum, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Shtei Tamaros. There are two palm trees, Yesh Begay Ben Hinnom, in a place called Gay Ben Hinnom, which is right near Yerushalayim. Va'ola Ashan mi Beneim, and smoke emanates from between them. Vizeu Shashaninu Tzinear Barzel Ksheros, Vizui Pischa Shel Gehenim. And that's what we're talking about in the Mishnah when we say that the Tzinear Barzel Kasher, and that place happens to be the Pischa Shel Gehenim, the gateway of Gehenim, and that's why there's smoke that emanates from that place. Okay, so we're at the two dots, and Beit Hashem, next time, we'll pick up at the two dots here on Lamed Beis.